It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063, the game here on this Friday. We are live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, and it is finally the first round of the NFL draft is done. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier is on the ones and twos. And JoJo, I am excited. You're excited. Cam Ward is now a Tennessee Titan.
Oh man, you may be glad that's over there, not with me, man.
I want now I want to know, Dr. Crane, is there a hole in the ceiling now?
No, I'm not
Okay.
sure what you guys are referring to.
Oh, did you not hear the air horn?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, dang, I thought it worked.
I heard it. Does it mean he didn't hear
Did it
it?
not go over the air?
Play it again. Oh no, yeah, I heard it. Oh yeah.
I was like, I thought it worked.
Oh my
Oh,
goodness. How many you got over there you can
got
play?
a few. We got our beautiful studio audience with us today. Hello, folks. How you doing? Yeah, thanks so much. Appreciate y'all. Thank you. Ma'am, sit down, please.
Ooh,
Thank you.
loud today.
Yes, they are.
Rambunctious.
They are feeling good. So yeah, we
Rambunctious.
got a few things over here. Shedeur Sanders did not get drafted last night.
Hello. Oh
So he will
man.
does he end up in Cleveland?
All I kept thinking was somebody tweeted out last night and says, "What's the biblical verse? The son pays for the sins of the father." I was like, oh my gosh, that sums it up perfectly. I don't know. This is truly a thing where nobody wants to deal with his dad, or maybe him, maybe both of them.
Well, I mean, the report that came out was that he was kind of an ass when he went to the combine, and really everything went sideways in Indy because he was just like making people late and basically like, you're on my time and kiss the ring and all that
I don't
stuff.
want that. I thought maybe the Saints would grab him at 9. I was like, they need it because of the Derek Carr thing that came out yesterday, and but they didn't do it. And so, but anyway, the Titans got who they wanted at 1. But man, when you texted me about that trade the Giants allegedly proposed, that just sent me that down a rabbit hole. What's that?
It's Shedeur Sanders and it says round two. No, yeah, I know. I mean, I knew you wouldn't like it, but it is what it is. So,
I mean, the Giants offered all that up.
can I, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Are you not happy that they made a decision and stuck with it?
Sure.
Like, I mean, Borgonzi basically said, we decided this a while ago and we were all on the same page that this is what we're going to
Okay, good. If they feel good, they know more about this than I do. I never said he wasn't a talent.
Yeah.
I just said use that as leverage to get more
Sure,
other
sure.
talent.
No,
But
and I get it.
now that you got him, now you ride with him. Somewhere, some way, they've got Borgonzi's got to be thinking he's Mahomes-ish in the way he plays, the way he can ad
Yeah.
lib, the way he can improv, the way he can do after a play breaks down. If they believe in him that much, and Borgonzi knows that, I mean, he saw Mahomes when he came into the league. I'm all aboard.
Yeah.
They're not going to say that because they don't want the
No.
comparison,
Well,
but
and
that's what it
he
is.
kind of touched on it a little bit last night, and he was very careful how he worded it and said, like, I'm not comparing him to Patrick, but you know, he was like, but these are some of the traits that I see that remind me of Patrick.
All right, so what do you do now at 35?
Therein lies the question.
Get him a safety valve, get him a good tight end to depend on. We talk about that all week.
I think there's a couple of different options you can take. You can take the edge rusher or the receiver that's there that you have on your board, or I think, you know, if Shador doesn't go to Cleveland at 33, then you might be in a spot that there's a team that's willing to move up to 35 to take him. Now, clearly they're passing on him for a reason, but it might give you some wiggle room. I think you could trade back. You know, Jared had a good thought last night of trading back to 39, which is Chicago, because Chicago has 39 and like 42, something like that. If you move back to 39, get, you know, some other picks, you could probably still grab Jaden Higgins or one of those edge rushers at 39. Move back four spots, and then you have extra picks.
So what did you get back from them? The four, they're 42.
No, I think you're swapping 39 and 35, and then you're probably getting a third out of them.
Okay. If they were, well, if you think this guy's going to be there at 39, why would the Bears do that?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It
Bears.
depends on what they want
That guy.
and what they need. So, that's my thought. So, Chris Sanders is going to join us at 10 o'clock. He was on our draft show. I do want to take a moment to shout out Jared Stillman, Derek Mason, Chris Sanders, and ESPN's Trevor Maddich. They did a fantastic job last night. I was watching ESPN, but I was listening and watching our show. Great analysis. Jared tried to have his meltdown. It wasn't quite like it was in years past, but when he heard the potential trade package for number one, he was beating his head against the table a little bit. But I think ultimately, now's the time for everybody to be on board with Cam Ward, or as my mom called him, Cam Ford.
How's old Cam Ford doing today, man?
Yeah, so I get a text from my mother last night, who I love very, very much, that said, I forgot the Titans had the first pick. Is that tick bite looking okay? Because I had a tick bite on my arm. I said, yes, they do. Yes, it's good. And then she goes, who is Cam Ford? So being a smart ass, I said, I don't know, but Cam Ward is the quarterback the Titans are going to
Oh, why would
draft.
you do that to me,
She
Mahal?
was like, this is my mom. She was
Oh.
like, oh, that's who I meant. Like, my mom's very invested.
Well, how is the tick bite?
It's good. Yeah, it's fine.
How'd you know it was a tick bite?
Because there was a tick hanging off me and I pulled it off.
Gross. Where were you?
The farm.
I know you weren't out working in the yard, but how did you
Well,
have the?
actually, I was out working in the yard.
You get the
How'd
head
you know you
out?
had a tick? Yeah, I got it out. Yeah, I got it all taken care of because I mean I live in the woods
I
basically,
get
so
it. Yeah.
there's ticks everywhere.
You and Ricky out walking.
No, I was mowing the grass
And then a tick just hopped up on your shoulder or your
on my
arm.
arm, the back of my arm.
So did you? I'm fascinated by this now. Why do you do this to me? I feel like, by the way, I feel like I'm in detention here. I'm to the corner and the side and the Omni. Did you scratch it and there it was or what? Or did you feel a pain?
I felt like an itch. And then I like reached over there where it was and I could feel it. And then I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh, there it
Oh.
is. Got the tweezers. Got them out.
And that tick was like, ah, there goes my Zach's piece.
Yep, basically.
Oh my God.
Zaxby's. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. If you want to weigh in on what we're talking about today, Cam Ward is the Tennessee Titans' new quarterback. Now, I didn't hear anything that they said he's our starter, which they don't need to say that right now. I mean,
No.
anything that they say needs to be like, we're going to go through the process and get him in here and all that stuff. Like, even, when the Giants traded back up into the first round and got Jackson Dart, Daboll said Russell Wilson's our starter, which was the right thing to say.
Okay, yeah, I can see
So,
that, yeah.
yeah, you don't need to put all that extra pressure
But we
on the
know.
kid, right? Well, of course we know.
We know. We do. I mean, now you've got a couple of mini camps to work with him. He'll be here in, all through May, June, July, and then hit the ground running and then throw everything at him. Get the preseason. He's got to play in the preseason. None of this garbage two series. Let him play in the preseason. Hopefully have a joint practice with somebody the Titans will this year. Hopefully they do that. That's when you get really good work and I'd throw him out there. I mean, I would throw him out there in every situation possible and see what he does. So by the time that game one rolls around in September, he's good to go. But now the question is, I heard Robbie and Rex are talking about this, which is by the way, my favorite radio
That is
show.
your favorite show. Yeah, you
Love
like
Robbie
that
and Rex. I
show.
love, I
Yeah.
mean, just the insight that Joe Rexroad gives almost makes me want to subscribe to The Athletic. Almost.
I'm gonna set up like a celebrity boxing match between you and Rex
No, you're not. I love Rexroad. He'll beat me up, man. I'll take that.
Rudd.
The Will Levis thing now I'm fascinated by. Your tick bite and Will Levis are fascinating to me. So what do
Well,
you do?
so now, I think you try and trade Will Levis. I think if you can get something for Levis, you go ahead and move on.
What if you don't get anything for him?
So you just cut him?
I mean, is there how much dead money is that?
I don't know. I mean, if you got to cut him, I don't know. That's a good question. I think it's the detriment to Ward for him to be on the roster.
I totally agree.
Totally agree. You know, there's just going to be animosity, and it's like,
I don't think Will, and Teron had a good point today too. I don't think Will Levis is the kind of guy that's going to upset the apple cart.
No, I don't either. But I
think it's just awkward.
It's going to be in the room.
Yeah,
there's going to be a giant mayonnaise eating elephant sitting in the room.
Yeah, just staring at you.
Yeah. So,
or you know, when you have practice evaluation and Cam misses a play and Levis is snickering in the background. We don't need that around there, right? So they get seventh round for him. Good. That seventh rounder never pans out. So it's basically just the same as cutting somebody. But yeah, I think that's boom.
615-737-1025. So now the question is, what do you do at 35? We'll discuss some of that and our thoughts with that. The draft first round is in the books. And also, there's a big trade in the for the second pick that is going to haunt the Titans for several years, I believe. We'll discuss that and much more. We're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel, proud sponsor of our show, here on 102.5, 106.3, the game.
What does an offense built around Cam look like, and how does that differ from what Titans fans saw last year?
We'll get into that, you know, as we get moving. But there's some things that he did in college that he was really successful at. There's some plays that we have some commonalities on. I think if you dive into the film, you'll see it. There's definitely some carryover concepts. Cam is a pocket passing drop back quarterback. I mean, he's got all of the things that you need to do those, to run those concepts, to see the field, to read through progressions. So there's some carryover from some things that we do and he's done. We'll make sure that all of the offense that we put in is the things that he's comfortable with, and that's the idea. When you're trying to help a young quarterback be successful, he's got a long way to go though. He's got to earn it. You know, he's got to earn those reps and those rights to have all that input and that dialogue. But I have no doubt that he'll do the requisite work.
That's Titans head coach Brian Callahan last night talking about getting Cam Ward in the mix, as he is now a member of the Titans and one of the quarterbacks. I do like how he worded that he's got to earn it. Chasing Big Joe here on 102.5, 106.3, the game. He's got to earn the opportunity. You know, you're not going to anoint him by any means, because that does him no good and it does you no good. But we all know week one, when they play, which May 14th, we find out the schedule. Week one, when the NFL puts him against Mike Vrabel and the Patriots, it's going to be Cam Ward.
Didn't he say the same thing about Will Levis last year too? Got to earn it. Yeah, blah blah blah. Look, we know. Don't make us feel stupid. You know what's going to happen. Work his butt off. Let him. You know, don't go through the fire. But he's your guy. If he's not your guy on game one, you got problems. If you're rolling Brandon Allen or front of the show Tim Boyle out there.
Well, look, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you.
Be honest.
If they came out today and said, hey, we're going to, you know, Brandon Allen's our starter, you're basically saying we're going to suck this year, but I would be okay with it. I'd be fine with it.
No,
I would be fine with it.
Throw him out there. Throw him out
there. They're not going to do what I'm saying, but I would be okay if they did.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're basically, it's like Floyd said, hey, everybody, this is Steve McNair. Get a good look. Get a good look. You're not going to see him again for another year or two. Yeah.
I turned on the radio yesterday and I heard that clip. I was on, I guess, on Jared's show, and I heard that. I mean, that's the first thing I heard, and I started laughing with all that. No, that's a different time now, man. I know Jordan Love did it for the Packers for a few years, but desperate teams need desperate things and desperate measures, and they need to start just throw them out there, man. Throw them out there and figure it out along the way, and then you learn by mistake. I mean, look, how do you learn anything in life?
By doing it, yeah, and by failing.
Yeah. Right.
So I mean, look, that was always my point, and what I tell, you know, young broadcasters, that like, hey, you know how you learn how to do something? By doing it, and you're not going to do it well to start.
Yeah.
You're going to mess up.
Could you imagine when you started there in 2012, they gave you a 3-hour radio show?
I would, which is what I wanted, right. You know, because every young person's like, oh, I got this, yeah. You know. I would have crashed and burned.
Big time.
But, you know, to the credit of Jeremy and, you know, yourself and Darren, you know, people, Willie, that kind of took me under their wings, it's like I got eased into it. So we're like coaches. Like, yeah. Ryan and I did a 2-hour show on Saturday mornings, much like the Force Company guys are doing now. And that was our first kind of – actually, I did a NASCAR show, you know, that I recorded – And then I did the two-hour show on Saturday mornings, and it was, you know,
so you learned along the
I
way.
I learned. I yeah. realized. But it, what was so funny is that first show, like, I was so amped up, and it was our first interview was Peter LaViolette. He had just gotten hired, you know, as the Preds head coach.
Oh, no.
And I opened the show saying the Peter LaViolette era is over, and I'm about to say has begun.
Oh, God.
But it's like you learn those things.
Did he laugh?
Go. But no, he was. I mean, it was a recorded interview. Ryan laughed. Ryan about fell out of his chair. But
I mean, so, you're 5 years ahead of the curve, so give you credit for that.
Yeah, no, and I used my opportunities, and you know, there were people that didn't want me to have opportunities, and you know, didn't believe in, you know, you have to learn by doing it. They believed you had to go to market 800 and work your way up.
Well, you're like a little Cam Ward. You're like a little success.
I am a little Cam
here.
Ward. Yeah, okay. No. Or maybe he's a little Chase McKay. Come Could on. Be.
But it does it make you feel good, though, when you hear the Giants want him so bad, they're pretty much willing to give up Manhattan to take him.
But so with that, and like, you can be mad that they didn't take the deal. Jared can be mad they didn't take the deal. You can sit here and go, oh, it would have fixed so many things. What if taking Cam Ward turns out to be the right move? What if he's the guy? I mean, look, I'm telling you, the way he carries himself, I'm in. I'm hooked, because he is just he seems like a really good young man. He's been raised right. You know, I always pay attention when people get up there and they thank God first. He's one of those guys, and he did that. I mean, he was emotional. Like, he showed how hard he had worked and how much he wanted it. And I just – that's the kind of guy you want. And like, I, you know, I know there were other players last night that got drafted that were doing that, but there was just something about him that I just was really impressed by.
I was going to do the Homer Simpson. If you see
what you marry him,
she's marrying Chase. No, I'd look, they're all in now. Let's go. Now you got to build around him. You got an offensive line that you hope is a lot better than last year. So there you go. But we talked to them. You brought a good point up. Got to have that safety valve. Do you bring a receiver in with him? You bring a tight end draft with him? Somebody they can start on the same page together? I like that. I would not be mad at 35 tonight if they take the best available tight end that's out there.
Yeah,
to me, that's
sure.
Somebody to be buddy with.
Now everything you do has to be to help him
everything.
And build around him. Even the defense. Like, adding to the defense is you're helping the quarterback.
Yep. Keep building around that. And, you know, if you go all the offenses draft, that's fine. Just you're taking care of things that you need to take care of. There's so many holes on this football team. They're not going to be filled from last night. So you go ahead and you plug guys in. They get a quarterback. If you get a tight end in there, get an extra receiver in there, and then go that way. And then you're building a little foundation. Pollard's still relatively young. Cam's young. Get some young receivers in here and build this team. And that's how you got to go. I mean, remember, the 05 Titans team 20 years ago was awful. You know, they let Derek go after the 04 season, and a lot of the guys in 05 was bad, didn't find their footing. But there were more holes in 05 than this team has right now in 25.
Yeah, I mean, the defense for this team, you know, obviously they need help in the middle, and they need a pass rusher. But the defense is okay. The defense, you got you have some pieces in place. Now, we'll see about LeVarius Sneed and his knees and the other stuff. But Dustin in Hopkinsville says, heard they're playing Levis at tight end. He goes, no, I got Ward's back. I do. But I'm not giving this organization credit if he excels. I'm blaming this organization if he's a bust. I do like what I see. I have seen from his mom and dad last night. I do like the guy. Sell me on the development.
Okay.
I get what you're saying, Dustin. I do. You know, and it's hard for me to trust this organization after what they've done, you know, the last few years, but maybe we're going to find out that Ran was not the right guy, which I think we kind of know that. Like Ran, but as a GM, Morganzi is.
Right.
Brinker doing whatever he does.
We don't know what that is.
And maybe Callahan's a better coach than we gave him credit for. Again, we have seen
coaches. I'm willing to see it happen.
We have seen coaches in year two really bounce back from year one.
But Jeff Fisher, can you hit the soundboard? We got local celebrities weighing in.
We got a what do you want, applause, or?
Oh, you tell me. All right, local celebrity Nick Barris is weighing in.
Okay. Hi, Mick.
He says, should have taken the deal. He's the best quarterback in a weak draft. If Ward busts, everyone involved will be fired. And then he says, hope he is great, but doubt it. Idiocy not taking the deal. Titans would have 2-1s next year. He ain't wrong. He ain't wrong, but I just – is that what was offered? I mean, that's Schefter reported on it, but that was the only one. Thank you, Nick Barris, for weighing in on that.
Yeah, I mean, he's entitled to his opinion, but, I mean, now what's done is done. So you got to hope the kid succeeds.
It's another Marge Simpson drop. What's done is done. You are correct. Now you just got to get – now the Titans on the other side. Teams know that they're desperate for no more players. I wouldn't trade with them at all.
Skyler says, sitting and developing the quarterback would be smart. Throwing him out there with the Wolves this year with this bleepy roster is how you fail a young quarterback. Look at Mahomes, Jordan Love, Brady, develop the quarterback. I mean, in a perfect world, that's what I'm doing.
But nobody wants that. You don't want to sit around.
Let me ask you this. What are the Giants going to do now that they've said Russell Wilson's going to be the starter, but they have Jackson Dart. Are they going to keep Winston? Are they going to keep three quarterbacks?
Probably not.
If Winston's out there, they're not going to do this. I'm just saying what ifs. Like, if everybody's uncomfortable with Brandon Allen, do you go get Winston and just say, hey, this is what we're going to do?
That's a good point. I mean, you got to – he's on your team now.
Mahomes is the GOAT now and the gold standard. Mahomes sat for a year. But they had Alex Smith. They had a good team. That was the difference. Yeah. That they still had a playoff team with Alex Smith.
That's a good question, man.
This team is not in that situation.
No,
the Patriot, you can't compare him to Brady because nobody freaking knew Brady was going to be Brady.
Well, what happens if
he was a sixth-round pick?
Does not get injured.
We never see Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
We never see Tom Brady.
It's all a great point, man. But look, and I agree with what you said about Nick. What's done is done. But now, what do you got to do now? How do you help him? Help him by this pick at 35 tonight.
Yeah.
I think it needs an offensive pick. I think it needs to be a tight end or receiver. It's got to be.
Do you ever think about, like, when you watch
all the time,
when you watch the UFL and you see these washed up quarterbacks or whatever, most of the time, like, you know why they're there. They weren't good enough to play in the league. But do you ever wonder if there is, like, a guy that just never got an opportunity and he might have been as good, you know, a Brady type? But he just never got the shot?
Always. But the problem is, are you going to rest your future on an unknown like that at the most
important position? No, you're not. You're not.
Now, 25 years ago, yeah. You could, you know, wait a year. Kurt Warner, perfect example. Rich Gannon, a good example. They're examples of guys who bounced around waiting for their opportunity, man. But now in today's age of now, win. It ain't going to happen. That's why I think Amy Adams is not going to sit along. We're going to bench him for a little bit and see what happens. No.
I'm going to do what with him?
Bench him. we're gonna bench him for just a little bit.
I was impressed. She was there last night.
In Green Bay?
No, she was in the war room over at the facility.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She picked up the phone. Hey, Cam, this is Miss Amy.
Did she say that?
Yeah. She said, hey, Cam, are you excited?
And Cam's like, who this?
No, he said, like, hi, Miss Amy. And you know what I like too? That he's very, you know, very proper, very nice. You know, Mr. Mike, Miss Amy, like, you know, it's very nice.
Good. Real quick, I know the draft was with Green Bay last night, and you're all, it's coming back here. It ain't coming back here for 25 more years. That was a massive crowd last night. They turned that city around.
Well, I just got a press release that it's coming here.
Yeah, NFL. It's,
just kidding.
I mean, it looked great when the sun went down. And watching those guys walk on the stage, I mean, there's 100,000 people there.
And then the shot of Lambeau and, like, people inside Lambeau. That was pretty cool.
It looked good.
It was pretty cool. You know what? You know what will never, ever happen that I really wish would happen?
I have an answer, but I'd be fired.
Please don't. I would love for them to play a Super Bowl at Lambeau. in the snow, in the like, they'll never do it because they don't have the infrastructure. But like, it would be so freaking
cool. Well, they won't do it is because they're not doing it for you or me. They're doing it for the like Coca-Cola and
yeah,
Ford
right,
and
the TV and all
and
all
the
that.
Sponsors
right.
and party and this and that. So, nah, it'd be great. No, I'm with
the
you.
The time to do it would have been COVID. That would have been the time to do it. When things were like, you could have told Tampa like, hey, we're gonna give it to you, you know, when you can have full capacity, we're gonna go play this thing at Lambeau, you know, like how cool would that have been?
That would have been nice, yeah. But they got lucky; they didn't MetLife Stadium in 2013 season.
Yeah. I mean, they've done it in, you know, New York and all that stuff. But 615-737-1025. We will continue to. Nobody's saying it's Dustin. Nobody's saying it's staying in Green Bay. They're bouncing it around year after year.
Dustin, come on, man.
He goes, dude, it's not staying in Green Bay. Not enough business there. Like,
you know where it is next
that.
Year?
I don't. Where is it next year?
Pittsburgh.
Ah, okay. They're going to each. I like that they're going to the cities. Like that. That's cool. 615-737-1025. You can continue to weigh in on Cam Ward and the draft. What to do. At 35, we're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, and Dr. Crane is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.
Hi, Cam.
Hey, Miss Amy, how you doing?
Are you excited?
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
Oh, we're so happy for you. We're so proud of you. Welcome to the Titans, and welcome to Tennessee. Everybody's so excited.
Together. Well done, Dr. Crane. That was the draft call that they put on Twitter and the Titan social media last night. Look, it is exciting. I'm happy for the young man. Yeah, he was basically a zero-star recruit out of high school.
Yep.
Goes to Incarnate Word, then to Washington State, and then finally Miami. And now he's the number one overall pick in the NFL. It's a pretty amazing story. We're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel, chasing Big Joe. Here on 102.5, 106.3, the game. Our friends at Music City Bets have reported
love those people.
That according to the FanDuel Sportsbook, Cam Ward has opened up as the favorite to win Rookie of the Year at plus 330.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, man. That's crazy, man.
What if he does? What if he does win it?
Good.
Be
good.
Great.
Now, I mean, now the pick is in. Let's, you know, let's kind of hone in on what he needs. I mean, there's things he needs. Hope that O-line is good. Hopefully they get another receiver that could help out. I mean, again, when we talk about this, you just got to be better than three other teams. That's
sure.
It. That's it. You get in the playoffs and anything can happen. But this whole while, we're going to see work, you know, how it shapes out. He's a starter in September. No, don't lie to us. Just, we know what's going to happen. Now help the young man out in any way you can. Help him out and go forward and get it done. I mean, it's just, you know, you go back, the draft choice you've had since 2020, Isaiah Wilson, Caleb Farley, Treylon Burks, Skoronski. I still Latham could turn into something. And now, you know, you got to keep building, and now you got your piece to build around for years to come, and hopefully he's that guy. What I do like about him, though, Chase, is the fact that you said earlier, zero stars. He showed out at a camp. Incarnate Word took him, and they're like, oh, there's something here. Washington State took him 2 years, lit it up there, and goes to Miami last year and lights it up. And it just continued the progress, continued getting better. And he's learned through three different offenses and nobody believing in him. And now here he is. It's a great story, man.
It's a fantastic story. Chip from Mount Juliet. Bud Adams, VY is my guy. Amy Adams Strunk, Cam is my man.
Yeah.
Ron says Brian Callahan should be guaranteed 2 years with Cam no matter what, or Amy hasn't learned anything. I agree with that. You can't fire the coach. If wins should not matter. The record should not matter this year.
Get out of here.
It shouldn't matter this year because you're developing the quarterback. If that's the direction that you're going with this organization and that's what you've decided as the owner, you got to stick to that.
Okay.
Now, the exception that I'll give you, if you're losing every game 49-0, then okay. But if you're in some close games and you don't quite have enough to get there. And
so you think it's okay to send a message to Titans fans, we're not going to be any good.
Sorry. I think it's okay to send a message that you're rebuilding because that's exactly what you're doing. So whether you want to be or not, that's what you're doing.
So you don't want mention of let's get win the Super Bowl. Isn't that the goal?
No.
Is that the goal?
But
if
but
you tell me stupid. If you tell me we're not going to focus on the Super Bowl this year, why the hell am I playing? Jeff, why am I playing?
It's dumb to get up there if you're Brian Callahan and say, hey, we're going to win the Super Bowl this year. Because we all know that's a bunch of bull.
Okay.
We know that that's not going to happen.
So what do you want to say instead? We're going to be really bad this year?
No, you say like, hey, we're really excited about our new young quarterback. We're building around him. We're going to develop him. You know, he's going to have some highs. He's going to have some lows. But we're going to be there to bring him up, and we're trying to put the best team around him possible. And that's what we're doing right now.
That's you just gave me 9 seconds of psychobabble. I don't need to hear
what
that.
That's what they're going to say. It's what they need to say.
I don't need
that's
to hear that.
What it is right now.
I want to hear a coach say, hell yeah, we got our quarterback. We're going to win some ball games now. Let's do this. I don't want to hear that nonsense.
Do you want to live in a non-realistic world?
This is not non-realistic. You can't tell me a coach can't get up there and say, look, we got our guy. We're going to fight like hell to win every game, and our end goal is get to the Super Bowl. I want to hear a coach say that. I don't want him to say, well, this year, maybe next year, but in 3 years, hell, I might die today. I don't want that. I want a coach to step up there and say, we're going to fight every single day to get better and win ball games. And
that's
turn this thing around.
Okay.
I want that.
That's fine, but don't say we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Is that not the goal?
But you're not going to win it.
Don't you want to win the Super Bowl? We're going to win the Super Bowl.
Of course I want them to win the Super Bowl. Like you're not hell. Winning it this year.
Damn you. I'm going to give you Tony Robbins tapes. You need to start believing. What to do with all the Joel Osteen tapes I gave you? They're sitting on the shelf, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Lenny says you should have not gotten Cam because now you can't fire the coach. They should have traded the coach and then got the quarterback.
I hear that a lot. That's a great text.
We can't. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to trade for him. But here we go. 2438. The Cam Ward story is not impressive at all. He's not that good of a quarterback.
Well, I mean, he's the all-time leading passer. And I know. Well, so is Timmy Ching or Tim Brate at Louisiana Tech. I get all that stuff. Guy's got talent. Every other team pretty much, and the Giants wanted him, and everybody was on board with taking him. And I get that. But we're comparing him to Manning and Aikman and all that stuff. It's unfair because the number one pick, how it turns out. That's unfair. Let it ride, see what happens.
All right, this is a text I was looking for. What do you think about this? A252. I'm sure the organization is very risk-averse right now, so it won't happen. But to me, Will Johnson is a must-take at 35. He's the corner. If you can possibly get a top-five talent in the second round, you got to take the risk. There's worries about the knees. And I think it was an ACL, but he basically has fallen to the second round because teams are worried about something.
Then don't take him.
I would love to because I do think he's very talented. But with the other holds that they have, if you get a third round pick and he's still there in the third round, we can talk. But
okay, I think at 35 right now, I think you need to put one piece next to Cam Ward, whether it's a tight end or receiver.
100%.
Well, I get an edge rusher right now. I think just get somebody that they. Hey man, good to see you. Good being here, and then go. Whether it's a tight end or receiver. And if, you know, Luther Burden is there, why is Luther Burden dropped? You know, from Mizzou, why is he
dropped? Well, I mean, I think a lot of people had him dropping into the second round.
Well, top rated receivers going into the season.
Attitude, I guess. I don't know.
He's got
attitude.
Your attitude some days is bad. I don't get on you. I don't demote you.
Yeah, well, you can't.
Top story, that's five, me crushing your face.
615-737-1025.
But you got that whole soundboard over there, and you've played two soundboards, two whatever. What's the bottom right? The blue one. Yeah. You held that ass this entire time? Damn you.
Here's my favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Dubin. I feel like you're on like a late night talk show.
I do like that.
I don't have a fader on it, so.
Oh man, the only one that gets my nerves is the wah, 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 wah. No, don't do it.
On my end, it sounds like the vibration of the building every time that quarry happens.
There's a record scratch. We have them all. Oh, here, Jared would use this one a lot. Into Fantasyland. 615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion. Keep the text coming. A lot of you weighing in on this. You can also call 615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe, 1025. 106.3, the game.
Hi, Cam. Are you excited?
I hate it.
Oh, we're so happy for you. We're so proud of you. Welcome to the Titans and welcome to Tennessee. Everybody's so excited.
Now give me a kiss.
I was like, did we just hear this? With Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 the game.
Man.
On this Friday, we're at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Always enjoy being here and thank them for having us. Hey, Nashville's this week's Nashville's best deal is Fog Street Lawn Club, Nashville's premier soccer pub and rooftop. Fog Street Lawn Club offers scrumptious bites, British lawn bowling, and premier soccer pub vibes. Dr. Crane would love that. Get half off a $30 gift card. Now go to thegamenashville.com/deals and dive into the ultimate rooftop experience. So check that out. Let's go to the phones. Trey has been waiting patiently and wants to weigh in on Shador Sanders and the draft. Trey, what's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Wonderful, sir.
Hey, I just want to say that there's two things that I remember from last night, and that is Shador Sanders going over. And Mel Kiper Jr. going over, and Jarrett hit more times than Mel Kiper Jr. last night, and that's all I want to say. And y'all have and do y'all think that Shador will go in the first half of the second round today? Thank you.
Thanks, Trey. I think he goes 33 to Cleveland. That's what I think.
Oh, he hung up. Okay.
Yeah. No, I was waiting. No, I think he goes to Cleveland.
Why?
They need a quarterback in the future. So, I mean, you're going to write, like, Deshaun has probably played his last snap, if I had to guess. And you're going to ride with Joe Flacco?
Didn't they have Kenny Pickett, too?
Yeah, I think they got Pickett as well.
He's from Pickett County.
Yeah.
I think he's a good quarterback, but now, as I've told you, I'm here for the chaos.
Sure. Just
let him keep on falling down. Because there's a lot of guys who go to analysts whose heads are going to explode if he doesn't go soon, right? So he keeps dropping down and dropping down and dropping down. It was a storyline. I
mean, what if Shiloh Sanders got drafted before Shador?
I mean, it's become the biggest story now. And, yeah, I mean, again, people think it's a headache. And you talk about his what he did at the draft, how he turned people off, and all the things combine, that go on with it. Yeah, the combine, sorry. So I just let it keep going. I don't want to deal with headaches.
Yeah.
Injured players, headaches. I'm not doing that.
I feel you. Eric wants to weigh in on Cam Ward. Eric, what's up? Eric. Hello.
Eric, are you there?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Eric. Hey, Eric.
Hey. It's me, Joe. Hey, I was going to say real quickly before I get to Kev, I was surprised when y'all had Paul Feinbaum on. Y'all didn't get to him about the fact that when he was on the air, he thought he was talking to a caller. He was actually in the middle of a thing where a doctor was talking to a patient about a surgical procedure. I was surprised y'all didn't get to that. But anyway.
missed that one.
Job, Chase.
Yeah, yeah. Look it up on video. You'll find it. Guys, okay. As far as Cam, one of the things, you know, we get into so many narratives that drives me nuts. And people say, oh, he's going to be a bust. He's not going to do well. But then I hear other people already comparing him to, like, Steve McNair, comparing him to Patrick Mahomes. I've even heard a few people think that he'll have the same impact on this team this year that Jaden Daniels had on Washington last year. I'd love that, but, you know, I just don't want to raise the expectations too high. I'm hoping that everything works out, guys. I mean, I want them to do well. I want this organization to do well. And I agree. I just don't think if things don't happen well this first year, you can't fire Callahan, guys. It'll be the fourth straight year we fired somebody. But we'll see what happens. Guys, it's always good to talk to you guys.
No. Yeah. I have a bone to pick with you, all right?
Okay.
Gene Shalit is not dead.
Okay.
You called us and said Gene Shout was dead, and we're like, oh, poor Gene. He's not dead. So I need to, Eric, we love you. I need to say, well, I'm sorry, Gene Shalit's alive.
I'm telling you guys, I'm serious. I saw a thing on the Today Show saying that he had passed on. I'm not making that up, about a couple of years ago. If I'm wrong, I'll apologize if he's not dead. But I believe I saw something on the Today Show a couple of years ago where he had passed away. So I'm thinking that he's been on.
And he's a friend of ours, and I sent him the clip from the show, and he's like,
oh, shut up, Joe.
And he's that SO, you know what? And I'm like, hey, man.
Eric, don't listen to him. Okay. He's messing with you.
Joe, I want you to go there and tell you that. I'm just letting you know, because I remember another person you said was still alive that had passed away.
Oh, we're not going back with my mistakes. We'll be here for the next 9 hours. I just finally made one after 9 years, and I've got to get that. So we appreciate you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
All right. Y'all take care.
Oh, my goodness. That will do it for hour number one. Chris Sanders, who was on our draft show last night, he will join us coming up next. We'll talk to him about this and much more. Chasing Big Joe live at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.